Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Kerri-Anne Haynes-Knight, a graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, September 8, 1950, the Barbados Advocate's headline read, "Antigua after the hurricane," in reference to Hurricane Dog, the Category 4 hurricane which ripped through Antigua on September 1st and 2nd, 1950. The passing of Hurricane Dog, which bombarded the island with estimated winds of between 130 to 135 miles per hour, resulted in the destruction of homes, businesses, crops, and farms. The front page of the newspaper featured photographs of the devastation resulting from the passage of the severe weather system, with snapshots of the collapsed main warehouse at the U.S. base, fallen trees at Fort James Beach, an airplane hangar which collapsed on an SO truck, and damage to the historic St. Paul's Church. In addition to the images capturing the fury of the hurricane, the front page of the newspaper also featured Barbados's response to the disaster in Antigua, with updates on the progress of the YMCA Relief Fund and the Advocate Hurricane Relief Fund for Antigua. Under the heading, YMCA Relief Fund reaches $283, the Barbados Advocate reported that female volunteers had assisted the YMCA the previous day, September 7, 1950, in processing clothing, shoes, and food items which had been donated to assist the people of Antigua. The article stated that the YMCA had packaged a considerable number of items, some of which were scheduled to be delivered by plane, with arrangements being made for the remaining larger packages to be shipped via the schooner Princess Louise. The YMCA also shared that the public's response had been overwhelming, with over 200 donors responding to the appeal. General Secretary of the YMCA, Mr. H.H. Williams, used the opportunity to appeal for assistance from males to aid the organization with the moving of the larger, heavier packages. The article also included a list of the names of individuals and organizations that had provided monetary donations to the YMCA's relief fund. These contributions totaled Barbados $283. Also carried on the front page of the newspaper was an update on the progress of the Barbados Advocates Hurricane Relief Fund for Antigua. The newspaper reported that the fund had amassed a total of Barbados $1,635.88 at the time of the publication of the article, comprising contributions from individuals and organizations. It is important to note that Hurricane Dog was considered the most severe hurricane of the 1950 Atlantic hurricane season and was originally classified as an intense Category 5 hurricane until it was reanalyzed in 2014 and reclassified as a strong Category 4.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.